my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and the Swave and DeBoner Ched Pyle.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
I never can.
Hey, Chad.
Swave? Aren't you Swave? Rico Suave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Pyle.
Pyle?
You know, last week I was in the Ozarks, and I think I saw some people that look like the name you have sounds.
What? What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Chad is a good-looking, upstanding. He's the face of the youth of America.
The face of the youth,
or something.
Like I don't know. I'm losing the youth.
Oh please!
You're losing the face too.
You don't start. You don't start to lose the youth until you've had your first child.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then you lose it rapidly.
Everything else does not compare.
I could have kids out there. I know.
We're not even going to go there.
Just kidding.
So we usually like to start our second segment, our second hour, with a little edumacation, yeah? A little edutainment? Yes?
Sure. A little bit. Just yeah. A little bit.
We call it our Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you some nugget of technical jargon that you can use in the various settings you're in, or more importantly, so that these people that like to call themselves nerds and geeks that try to talk down to you by using terms you don't understand, well, we're going to start teaching you all these little terms.
The Geek Speak of the Week this week is hairball.
Hairball?
Brandon, what's a hairball? You're a geek.
I have
you
a know. Cat, too. I really know.
A hairball is a large email, usually containing attachments that jam the network connection while it downloads.
So those friends that want to, wait till you see the picture of my new dog.
Not yeah. Just the picture. Here's 14 pictures.
No, they'll send
from
one.
From every angle.
They'll send one picture from their digital camera because they have a 5-megapixel digital camera right. That's set to the highest setting.
And they know you're on dial-up.
Yeah, and if you poor folks on AOL or these dial-up services that have to go, basically what happens is it clogs up the system, so the 20 emails that you want behind this one have to wait for this one to come
you
down.
You just got
to
set it and walk away and come back later once it's done downloading.
Wait for it to go.
Either that or you have to get really high-tech and get software that goes out and downloads things in reverse order, where it looks at the size before it downloads, and then it gets the small stuff first and the big stuff last, and that way.
But, of course, that's not available for AOL users. So.
No, nothing's available for them.
We'll look into that for other dial-up users, but if you're on AOL, you kind of got to stick to what you got. You don't get to use any of these cool tools. What about our download of the week?
Download of the week is called VoluMouse.
VoluMouse.
And this is a tiny little program.
Tiny.
Not even a megabyte.
Like a little aperitif.
Yeah, even on a dial-up connection, you can download this in no time.
Yeah.
And it basically turns the scroll the scroll portion of your mouse, the wheel, into a volume dial.
A volume control?
Right. So you can set it to where it only will work as a volume control under certain circumstances, so... You know, you can still use your mouse as a normal.
So, but when I scroll up and down on a web page, it still scrolls up and down.
Still scrolls up and down.
And it only becomes a volume control when I go over on top of that little icon.
Right. I set mine so that only when I'm hovering over the taskbar with my cursor, then it turns into a volume control.
And it makes your mouse louder.
Yeah.
What if I ain't got no mouse? Oh, sorry. I'm still in the other world. What if I don't have a mouse, Chad?
Or what if I don't have a scroll on my mouse?
Yeah, scroll.
Buy
yeah.
a new mouse.
The wheelie right. wheelie mouse thing?
Yeah, you got to have that little middle wheel. Or like my little wireless mouse. It's not a wheel, but it's actually this touch sensitive. Look
that's
at this.
That's cool.
You see this?
Yeah.
You see this? Huh? Can everybody out in Radio Land see what I'm doing?
Can you do it over on this side too?
No.
Oh.
I'm actually just touching, or just kind of stroking the top of the mouse, and my email list is going up and down on my screen.
And your teeth are blue.
My teeth are, no, that's blue. That's a completely different geek speak.
This isn't, oh, okay.
No, this is just infrared wireless. All right, so there it is. If you want more information or you want to see that in person or you want to download our download of the week, which happens to be free this week.
Totally free.
Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see all of today's offerings, including all the resources on learning how to be a more politically correct internet user. Like one of the big pet peeves. You're sending a message to a lot of people.
Oh, geez.
So what do? You take your... Okay, you take address one. Yeah, you're sticking
I got to clear out some room in here for a soapbox. Yeah. Here we go. Here you go, Ken.
It's not near big
enough. Hop up on top of there.
Not near big enough.
Can you hear me from up here?
Yeah. So, yeah, you put your first address in and then the second. And you put them all into the two section. And then you go, wait till everybody sees this really cool joke. They're going to think I'm the funniest guy on the planet. First of all, we call that meatloaf. You got spam, ham, and meatloaf. Spam, you know what it is. It's unsolicited commercial email. Ham is the good stuff that you want. And mm-hmm. then meatloaf is that junk that you get from well-meaning friends sending you jokes from, you know, the late 50s that wasn't funny back then and certainly isn't funny now, especially when you have to read through all this.
And it's like 50-year-old meatloaf, too.
Yeah.
In that case.
But at the top of this meatloaf is every email address in this group send because the person sending it has no idea how to do what's called a blind carbon copy.
Shortened to BCC.
My favorite. I love the blind carbon copy.
Yes. And AOL users, unless they've changed it, I don't frequent AOL's mail system for obvious reasons, but last time if you put it in the parentheses, mm-hmm. then it was a blind carbon copy. And the idea is you don't need to share all those email addresses with all those other people because that's what you're doing. You've just now exposed, you know, there's a small privacy piece here, but it's really more that irritation having to scroll down for four pages to get to this lame joke. So that's like a double whammy, right?
Well, I mean, you send this out to all those people, and then they send it out to their huge mailing list. Eventually, it could possibly get to a spammer, and now your email address is attached to that.
I never signed up for a porn site. How come I'm getting porn emails? It's your buddy with the bad jokes.
If you want to know how to do that, go to datadoctors.com/radio. One of our links on this week's show is how to use the blind carbon copy.
Yes.
It's very simple, but you might have to activate it on your email program.
And whatever your pet peeves may be, let us know. We actually have a couple lines open here, 602-277-5827, or, of course, you can email us, and we'll do our best to help you there.
Absolutely. I think time now to go to Pete, who's been holding for quite a while. Pete has some kind of consternation. We're going to find out what, and we're going to help him out.
Hello, Peter. Do you have any pet peeves you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, sure do. When I'm online and I'm doing an interesting project, all of a sudden an instant message comes across to stuff my thought.
Well, so, Pete, you can control that, you know.
No, how do you do that?
Turn off the instant messenger program when you don't want to be interrupted.
Oh.
Yeah, you can actually say, I'm away right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the equivalent of taking the phone off the hook, right?
Uh-huh.
Or you know, if you're in a business where you're busy out the phone. You know, do not disturb kind of thing.
Oh,
there's a do not disturb button right on every instant messaging program. So, because see those people that are out there, unless you've got the whole telekinesis, telepathy, kind of whatever that whole thing going, they have no idea you're in the middle of this great project. So,
right.
That's how you tell them. Let's put a do not disturb sign on your door.
Okay.
Check
or,
that
or
out.
Or a little coat hanger.
Uh-huh.
Hey Chad, why don't you talk about that in a follow up newsletter?
Okay.
We'll send out some specific information. Which one are you using, Pete?
I have a.
Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
AOL, that's almost online, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, what's ailing you today?
Okay, I have a 5-year-old Gateway 3600. Intel.
Did you say Gateway?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bad stuff, huh?
No. We got to give him props.
Oh, okay. Intel Pentium, Windows 98. But the problem is I have 255 megabyte of RAM. And that's the problem. It's 73% loaded, and I was wondering if there's any way to get access to the memory so I can delete some of that to lower the load.
Well, actually, what you're seeing is that your system, it has nothing to do with the hardware or cleaning things out. You've allowed things to accumulate in that machine over 5 years that you probably don't realize has happened, and every one of these things that you've allowed into your system has notified Windows, listen, Mr. Windows, whenever you start up, please set aside this much memory for me so I can load this instant messaging program automatically so that as soon as Pete gets online, we can start bugging him.
Yeah.
and 25 other things. And then, because you're running Windows 98, it also said, oh, well, Pete thought that 3,600 fonts would be cool. I need to know what all those fonts are at any given moment in case Pete decides he wants to use star hieroglyphics. So I'm going to put all that into memory every time I start Windows, just in case Pete wants to use one of my 3,600 new fonts.
Snap!
Can I get rid of it?
Yes, you can. You need to actually get the operating system cleaned up. Windows itself has been, it's kind of like, let's just use this kind of example. This is not to say that you have this problem, but if you were to buy a house and not clean it for 5 years, can you imagine what it would look like?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what you're dealing with now, and you're wondering why do I keep tripping over these bags whenever I walk in the front door here? And it's like, sure does take a long time to get down the hall to use the bathroom. So, yeah, you need to flush that stuff out of there now. And don't forget to jiggle the handle.
Right.
What you have to really understand is that this can get fairly technical, because these things have all put themselves...
Well,
you can, but what you want to start by doing that you can do easily is if you go to the Add Remove Programs in the control panel.
Add a loop.
Add Remove.
Add Remove.
Yeah, so start getting rid of the things you know you have no use for. That'll be a good start.
Uh-huh.
There's also in the System Tools section of your, if you click on Start and then Programs, Accessories, System Tools.
Yeah.
There's a thing called Disk Cleanup that will clean up a lot of...
I do that every time I go off the air.
All right.
Off the air? Are you have a radio show, Pete?
Yeah, I'll go offline, yeah.
Pete's so off the hook, he goes off the air.
He is. Yeah. You are off the hook. Uh-huh. But basically, all those programs that have accumulated over the last 5 years, somebody that understands how to get rid of those things. And it's not something really, we can give you some basic stuff over the phone, but it's not a quick and dirty. What a lot of people like to do, which I'm not saying is necessarily your best bet, but a lot of people after this long, they go, you know what, I'm going to back up all my data, I'm going to wipe it out, start all over again, because that'll do the same thing. But that creates a lot of other fun and problems that you have to make sure that you think about before you make that decision. But in either case, you have a really messy house, so you either need to get in there and learn how to clean every crack and crevice, or have somebody do it for you, or you can literally wipe the house off the foundation and rebuild it fairly quickly. But that means all your furniture and your all that stuff's gone. You got to put all that back.
Yeah.
So
okay. There's no
quick and dirty. And you may find if you're going to end up, all computer problems can be solved with one of two things, or a combination of these two things: money or time.
Uh-huh.
So you have to decide which one you want to use. If you end up using a lot of money, you might not want to put a lot of money into a 5-year-old machine. That's when it's time to maybe, start.
Trade it in.
I'm not sure who's going to trade it in for you.
Gateway does trade it in.
Oh, okay. If you're in that trade-in program, see what...
I'll get more memory in my RAM.
Yeah, well, everything out there is going to have more than what your basic unit
has. A little secret. If they're only offering you extra memory as what your trade-in value is, the extra memory is probably less than $100 in cost, so don't let that sway you too much.
Oh, so I could put in the extra memory myself?
No. What I'm saying is if your trade-in value of your old computer is that they give you a free RAM upgrade when you buy your new, that isn't worth a whole lot in dollars and cents.
What he's really trying to say is before you just assume that the trade-in is a better deal, shop around. So look what they're going to do for you on your trade-in, and then shop around to see if somebody else can come close, just to make sure that you're getting the best deal for yourself.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Hey, good luck, Pete.
Thank you.
All righty. 5 years old, it's starting to get to the point where if you can't really get it kind of cleaned up on your own, to pay somebody to do it, I'm not sure if that's really...
You're probably on that verge, or if not beyond, depending on what you want to do with that machine.
But, Pete, I'm sorry, Pete, you're not on the... I don't know if you're still listening. But if you do decide, our stores, if we go down the road and we're starting to diagnose this thing and we determine absolutely it doesn't make sense, then we apply that towards any of the new machines that we have available as well, so you're not wasting money. Kind of gives you the ability to kind of figure out what you want to do before you have to really, you're not going to throw money away, basically.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to George, who has some pet peeves of his own.
All right, George!
And, of course, we got a free line open for you at 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon back right after this.